Macmillan Audio presents Save Me by Lisa Scottolini. Read for you by Cynthia Nixon.
Chapter 1. Rose McKenna stood against the wall in the noisy cafeteria, having volunteered as lunch mom, which is like security guard with eyeliner. 200 children were talking, thumb wrestling, or getting ready for recess because lunch period was almost over. Rose was keeping an eye on her daughter Melly, who was at the same table as the meanest girl in third grade. If there was any trouble, Rose was going to morph into a mother lion in clogs. Melly sat alone at the end of the table, sorting her fruit treats into a disjointed rainbow. She kept her head down, and her wavy, dark blonde hair fell into her face, covering the port wine birthmark on her cheek, a large round blotch like blusher gone haywire. Its medical term was nevus flammeus, an angry tangle of blood vessels under the skin, but it was Melly's own personal bullseye. It had made her a target for bullies ever since preschool, and she'd developed tricks to hide it, like keeping her face down, resting her cheek in her hand, or at nap time, lying on her left side, still as a chalk outline at a murder scene. None of the tricks worked forever. The mean girl's name was Amanda G.